Hello, everybody.
John, how you doing?
I'm good.
You look at the this new defense. Where do you see your best fit along that defensive line?
To be honest, I mean, last year I kind of moved around a lot. And right now, coach is telling me the big end spot and some three technique.
You've trained a lot with Michael Bennett, who comes from a similar scheme. Have you talked to him in particular about the nuances of that front?
Yeah, actually, me, Eric, Eli, and Ron, we're out going out there in July. And we're going to be out there in Hawaii for almost the whole month working out with Michael Bennett them and everything. So we're going to be able to have the opportunity to pick his brain a little bit, you know, and, you know, things, you know, that we can use to be successful in this game.
Brothers, would you rather be at three tech or at that big end spot?
To be honest, it doesn't matter. I mean, I had some success at both spots. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, learning the new scheme and just getting after it.
What are your initial impressions of your new defensive
player? Oh, man, I like him a lot. You know, he, you know, talked about, you know, the kind of style of defense he wants us to be. You know, he wants us to attack the ball, you know, have extreme violence. And, you know, he's talked to us about, you know, having all gas, no brakes, and, you know, just getting after it. And, you know, I feel like everybody's, you know, it's a new year, fresh start, and we're all just excited to get out there and, you know, start working. Yeah, I mean, he said it's a more of a one-gap control defense. So, you know, we'll have one gap and we're going.
How does that change things for you off the snap?
Oh, off the snap, you know, I'm not two-gapping, so I'm not, you know, holding on to blocks. You know, I'm more avoiding now. So I'm excited about that, you know, not having to hold off a 300-pound man for 2 seconds and then shedding and all that stuff. So it's going to be more exciting.
When they showed film cut-ups today, was it of Seattle? Was it of Jacksonville?
What kind of- Coach said we're going to have, you know, a variation of cut-ups, Coach said. And, you know, it's probably going to be, you know, with Seattle and Atlanta and Jacksonville. So, I mean, whatever they put up, you know, I'm just taking notes and watching what to do, what not to do.
Is your room ready to make the leap from 32nd to maybe the middle of the league in defense? I mean, last year you guys admitted it was unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the year, I mean, even during the year, everybody knew that it was unacceptable. You know, it's the last time we want to be mentioned as the 32nd team in the league, you know, in general. And then, you know, like I said, everybody's excited. They're, you know, pumped up and juiced and ready to go. And, you know, we're all going to, there's definitely going to be a lot more accountability this year, you know, amongst each other, ourselves, and a lot more consistency.
What do you mean, a lot more accountability?
You know, just holding guys accountable. You know, if they're not doing it right, you know, we have to set a standard. And you know, if a guy's not doing it right, you know, we have to call him out on it. I mean, you know, we're all here; it's our job. You know, and nobody liked the feeling that we had, you know, last year being a 2-14 team. And the only way we're going to get to where we want to be is holding each other accountable.
Second year in a better place to hold other people accountable?
I mean, you know, coaches told me that, you know, I have, you know, I like to think I got a little respect from last year. I mean, and a lot of guys, you know, they come to me and say, you know, that's your guy. You know, you should talk to him more, you know. And just seeing that, you know, the respect that I gained from some of my teammates saying that I should call out more guys more and stuff, you know, I mean, it's a thing that I have to do.
Well, yeah, a really good rookie season. Named to the 2016 All-Pro team for the rookies. What was your learning experience from your rookie and transitioning into year two now?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, last year my whole thing was just about consistency and being able to keep my pad level low and working on my pad level and, you know, also my pass rush. And, you know, I kind of started off slow during the year. And, you know, as we play more games, things started to get a lot more easier. And just transitioning to, you know, really watching the film. I feel like throughout the year, I really got better at watching film and, you know, seeing the little thing, details I had to change in my own play and also, you know, the things I can pick up in, you know, against other teams. And I think being able to develop more, you know, in the classroom really helped me throughout the season.
What
What are the benefits of not having to concern yourself the pre-draft process and training to be a track star, 40-yard dash, and just getting to focus on football and training?
I mean, it's I love it. I mean, I look at the combine and everything, and I was watching the combine, you know, during the week it was on, and I'm just like, I'm glad I'm not out there doing that anymore, you know. I mean, last year was the longest year of my life. You know, they all say it, rookie year is the longest year because you're going straight from, you know, your senior season in college to straight to training to the combine to your pro day and meetings with all the, you know, if you get sent out to go meet with coaches and everything and the whole – and then going right into rookie minicamp and then OTAs straight into the season. I mean, it's a grind. And, you know, being able to have that time off to, you know, kind of relax and then, you know, get back after it and just focus on football, strictly football, and not worrying about, you know, how – you know, trying to be a track star, run a 40. You know what I mean? It's lovely.
You feel the difference in your body from where you were last year to where you are now, having a year of NFL experience with a strength conditioning program?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we're also all excited, you know, to have Ray out here, our new strength coach. And I've been training with him for the past 3 weeks now, and he's going to get our team right.
How much different? I mean, do you feel physically stronger? Do you notice it in your workouts?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just feel a lot stronger this year compared to last year. You know, hopefully gaining a little of that grown man strength. Just turned 23, so I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel a lot stronger, and my body feels a lot better compared to last year.
Are the expectations higher because Kyle Shanahan is here now?
I mean, the expectation always been high. You know, even last year it was high, but we just couldn't live up to it, you know. And I hope, I mean, this year, there's just a new energy, you know, being here. And everybody's just ready to kind of redeem themselves from last year.
How excited are you to get after the quarterback more so in this scheme than in years past? It seems like you're one-gapping now, so you said you don't have to shed as much.
Yeah.
That's going to benefit you a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've never been, you know, in this kind of scheme. And, you know, being from, you know, we were really, reacting and stuff last year and the schemes I've been in, you know, the past couple of years. And just being able to just rip and run and just go, it's, you know, everybody's definitely excited to get out there.
How do you feel about, you know, being this your second year? The team being able to gel with this defensive line unit, you know, knowing where guys are going to be before they're going to be there, and just being a cohesive unit. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that entering your second season?
Yeah, I mean, we still have a bunch of the, you know, same guys in the room, and you know, we also got the, you know, the Sams in the rooms and the Leos, and you know, we got everybody. The outside backers are, you know, more D linemen now, and we got everybody in the room. So you know, when we go through pass rush things and you know, talking about getting after the quarterback, it's going to be a lot better compared to last year because we all know what we need to do. You know what I mean? Caging the quarterback.
Is there anything that stood out to you from the opening intro message from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan?
I mean, you know, just him being up here and talking, you know, everybody could feel the energy that he was, you know, giving off. And, you know, his main thing is he wants to win. And, you know, he's going to treat everybody the same, no matter if you're a first round pick or, you know, undrafted free agent. So, you know, this is going to be a different culture around here compared to last year. So I'm really excited and just ready to get after it with him.
That's good. Cool.
Thank you. Thank you.